contraptions for me. This is a thing that makes your voice loud, right? Everyone can hear me? A little bit? Can everyone hear me in the back? Yay, good. For those who don't know me, my name is Kara. Other of you might know me better as the woman at the well, right? That's what you call me when in your what you call the Bible, right? Okay, I'm starting to get to know everything a little bit. Well, I am here today to tell you about a letter. A letter that is from someone we learned about just last night. Paul. Remember Paul? He used to be Saul, and then he found Jesus. Oh, well, we'll get to that later. Well, this letter is from what you call the Ephesians, Book of the Ephesians. It was a letter to a church in Ephesus, and it was probably carried by a guy named Tychicus, and maybe even by another guy whose story is crazy weird, whose name is Onesimus. Because you see, they were carrying the letters to these churches that were really far away, and Paul couldn't go because he was in prison. Remember? This guy that used to put Christians in prison now became a Christian and he was in prison. Weird, right? Okay, so he sent the letter and he gave it to Onesimus. And does anyone know who Onesimus is? He used to be a slave. He used to be someone who had to do whatever his master said. And he ran away. And Paul found him. And he became a Christian. And Paul actually wrote a letter saying, please see him as a brother in Christ. And he begged for his freedom. And so he carried this letter. And this letter, as we're going to learn today, is a letter of mutual submission. Those are some big words. So it means to love each other equally. Not to have this master over a slave. And this letter also talked about unity and love. But before I get on to all that, this letter, what Paul says in Ephesians 1:9, that this letter reveals God's will. The mystery of God's will. Has anyone ever wondered what God's will is? Really? None of you guys have wondered? I've wondered. Oh, when I was coming to that well and he saw some Jewish guy sitting there, I was wondering what was going to happen. I was a little scared. Because I'm different, remember? But I want to tell you that Paul said that God's will, even though it's a mystery, it doesn't mean that it can't ever be known. What it means is there are certain people who know about it and others who don't. And so Paul says, here, I'm going to teach you about it so you can be in the in group, so you can be in on it, so you can know what's going on. And this mystery is going to be revealed. And we actually learned this mystery this entire week. Do you believe that? So I'm just going to have to get into it before I get too excited. Where Paul starts in our text for today in Ephesians 2:10, which was read beautifully. Thank you, Christiana. It starts with revealing God's character. If you don't believe me, Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are God's masterpiece. Like a painting or a handiwork of God, that we are created. This word masterpiece is a present tense, which means it's like right now, like happening right now. And it means that it was created out of something. So like say you have a pile of bricks over here. Does that look like much when you have a pile of bricks? It's just kind of a pile of bricks. But if you take all those bricks and you put them all together and you stack them up, you could even make this church. I don't know, is this church made out of bricks? I see some wood. But you could take something and make it into something even greater, like a place of worship that we're in today. And that's kind of what this word means. If you don't understand that more, then can I have a friend, Marie Coily, can you come on up? Marie, are you here? Oh, is Marie here? Marie, come on up. Can you tell us what we learned on day one? You can go ahead and read it right here. Even when you're left out.
even when you're left out.
Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
Jesus heals 10 lepers.
Jesus heals 10 lepers.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. We learned in day one about lepers. All of us got leprosy, except for me. And again, I'm really sorry about that. But Jesus, he took what was already there. The lepers, as they were, diseased and sick and probably going to die. Because remember, people don't usually survive from leprosy. And he took them and he healed them. They were destined to die until they met Jesus. Did you know that each one of us have nothing to look forward to unless we have Jesus? Each one of us are destined to die if we don't have Jesus. That's the only thing we have to look forward to, death. But if you have Jesus, you get to look forward to so much more. Jesus went and he broke down what I like to call a barrier. You guys know what a barrier is? Like a wall. Like if there was a wall right here, but for this one, it'd be a wall of disease and sickness because they had lepers. Jesus went, okay, and went right through it. And he healed them, and he met them where they were, and he brought them back to himself. That's what Jesus does with barriers. He just kind of like, oh, I see that wall, and I'm going to go ahead and destroy it. Okay. And he comes close. Oh, I don't know. You guys don't look very amazed by that. I'm pretty amazed by that because you don't know what my God can do. But in this breaking down of the barrier, he revealed that God is merciful and kind. And another word that we've been saying all week, that he's loving and that he is full of grace. And those 10 lepers were changed that very day. As we continue reading in Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus." Now, this word created is not like the word created that we just talked about. This word created is kadizo. Wait, I'm in 2014, okay. This word, ex nihilo. Oh, wait, English, not Latin, okay. Out of nothing. He created out of nothing. And this is talking about a specific time in the past. What happened in the past where God created out of nothing? What happened? Creation, right? There was nothing. We weren't here. No one was here. And God created everything. Look around you. What do you see? Some weird animals, yeah, but he created it all out of nothing. And this is what this means, that absolutely nothing was there and God made something. Can I have my helper, Rylan Spencer, come up? Is Rylan here? Come here, Rylan. Can you tell us what we learned on day two?
Even though you're different, Jesus loves you. Jesus reaches out to a Samaritan woman.
Thank you. Now, does everyone know who that Samaritan woman was? That's me. I know this story very well. And someone even asked me, how do I know these stories so well? Because they changed my life. See, when Jesus found me and I was sitting on a well and he said, oh, there's a Samaritan woman. What did he do? He saw a barrier, he saw a wall, and he just walked right through it and sat down and talked to me. And my life has never been the same. He changed me. He gave me eternal life. He said, I have what? Living water. And I was being offered eternal life. Oh, I was so happy. And just in case you all don't know my name, Kara, it means joy. I didn't know what joy was before. And so I finally found what joy was. I was so joyful, I went and ran all over my hometown, and I told them all about Jesus. I said, come meet this guy. He has eternal life. He don't care if we're Samaritan. He loves us anyway, even though we're different. And he changed my life forever. It was like I was recreated. Like my sins, because I had a lot of sins. All that redness, that was me right there. He went and he said, I forgive you. It was like I was Eve in the garden without any sin. I was recreated and I was changed, and all I could do was be happy and joyful and praise him. And that was my worship. And it has been ever since, because I can never be the same as I was. Never. I was just amazed at God. But you know, we don't stop there. Because Paul continues, he says, for we are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do. To do. It shows meaning, purpose. I finally had a purpose in life. There's a goal. And this goal can sometimes be like a new state of being, like a new person. And maybe you guys are like confused. So maybe I should have another helper come. Can I have a volunteer come on up for day three? Day three. Can you come on and read this?
Even when you don't understand, Jesus loves you. Jesus washes the disciples' feet.
Thank you, Noah. Thank you so much. We learned that Jesus spent his last supper. Some of you told me you'd rather spend your last supper at Disneyland. I don't know where this is, but I guess it's pretty cool. But this last supper, Jesus spent with his friends. And he did the weirdest thing. He washed their feet, their stinky, dirty feet. And he was teaching them the importance of service. He was teaching them how important it is to serve others. And he broke down. He said, there's a barrier. There's a barrier, remember? And he walked right through it. But this barrier was pride. Because remember the disciples, they were fighting with each other. I'm the greatest. Oh, no, I am the greatest. This was their pride. And Jesus walked right through it and washed their feet. And they learned an important lesson, that we are called to serve. And you know, in this service, there's something that big word I just talked about, mutual submission. You know, Paul, later on, the letter keeps going. And he keeps talking to, you know, wives and husbands and children and parents. And he mentions the first person is the one that's usually the most, you know, despised in the society. And he keeps talking to them and saying, love each other. Serve each other. Be one. Stop trying to have hierarchies and stop trying to control and stop trying, because you are all come here to serve. The greatest is the least and the least is the greatest. That makes no sense, does it? This is like a flat kingdom where everyone is equal. And when we finally accept Jesus, we got to be willing to do that dirtiest job, even if that means taking out the trash. But Paul keeps going. He keeps continuing. He says, we are God's masterpiece created in Jesus not only to do, but to do good works. And these good works show our faith. These good works show our love for Jesus. And they show where we belong. Do you guys know the word citizenship? It's kind of like, who is here? I guess you guys are American. Who is American? Yeah, this is where your citizenship is. This is where you belong. I'm a Samaritan, so I was born in Samaria. That's where my citizenship is. But Paul talks about a different kind of citizenship that's not of this world. Can I have Christiana help me with this one? Come on up here, Christiana. What did we learn day four?
Even though you do wrong, Jesus loves you. Jesus dies and comes back to life.
Oh, wow. Thank you. This is the most important story of all. Jesus died on a cross Friday night, and he rose again Sunday morning, and he ascended to heaven, and he was exalted. Paul even says that in 2:4-9, Paul actually says that we, like Christ, we died to our sin, we rose with him, and he even says that we've been exalted into heavenly places. That means none of us are American. None of us are Samaritans. All of us who have said that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, we're heavenlists. I don't know what you would call it. We're heavenly citizens. We're heavenicans. I don't know. But we have our citizenship in heaven. We belong in heaven. Our entire mind and focus is in heaven. Well, how can that be? We're not in heaven right now. I look around and this world's pretty bad. I don't think this is heaven. There's something that Paul does. It's called the already, but the not yet. So he says, we are already in heaven. Our mind, our citizenship, our belonging is in heaven. But we're still on this earth because Christ hasn't come back yet. So that's the not yet. He's not yet here, but even so, this is where our focus is. And you know what's amazing? The more you focus on heaven and the more you focus on Jesus and where he is in heaven and his work up there mediating for us and the work of just being in heaven, the less appealing sin is. The less you really want to sin, the more of heaven you see, the less of earth you covet, the less of earth you really, really want. So the less you're going to say, I really, 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 really want that iPod, because it's not that important to you anymore, because you're thinking about, I really, 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 really want to help this person over here who's on the floor and sad looking, or I really, really, really want to go help this friend over here that's all alone eating by themselves, and I don't really know them, but I don't want to eat by myself. The less that we are focused on this earth, the more good we want to do. Does that make sense? The more we actually want to be and have a purpose and to love others as God has asked us to do. This is what it means to be transformed. And you know what? It's possible now. Because of Christ. Again, there was a barrier. But this barrier, none of us could have walked through on our own. There was a barrier. I told you about a veil that was between the most holy place and the holy place. And it was torn from what? From top to bottom. That could have never happened when Jesus died on the cross. The barrier between humans and God was destroyed. And Jesus broke that barrier so that we could one day see God face to face. We could have never done that. There is no way. But Jesus did, and he did it for us. And I you guys don't look as happy as I do. That's amazing. Oh, and because of that, I know that I can do good because of God, because he's already done it for me. And that's what Paul says next. He says, for we are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God prepares good works for us to do. It means like he made, like when you go walking through the trail, has anyone been hiking? Has anyone ever been hiking? Yeah. And there's already a path there. You just kind of have to walk on it. And if you stay on the path, you won't get lost, right? Usually. Yeah. And now I hear you guys have this thing called a GPS that kind of helps. Kind of like that too, that there's a path already made. And all you have to do is walk on it. And you walk where you need to go. And Paul is saying that God has made this path for you. He's giving you the GPS coordinates. Is that how you say it? Yeah? GPS coordinates and he, that. Okay. I think I got some, I'm trying to speak out of my own language so I don't understand fully, but he gives us where to go and we just have to follow. Can I have my volunteer come up for day 5? What did we learn day 5?
Even when you're scared, afraid, Jesus loves you. And Ananias bravely helps Saul.
Thank you so much. This is what we learned just last night. God had prepared the way for Ananias. If Ananias had gone up to Saul before God had gotten there, what do you think would have happened? My friend Ananias, I don't think I'd ever see him again. But God came and he found Saul on the road and he blinded him. And then he had to 3 days. He was blind. He didn't see anything. He was blind. And then he said, there's a man that's going to come. Oh, okay. And then Ananias comes. If God didn't have all that experience of talking to Saul and blinding Saul, I don't know if Ananias would have ever come back. But because God prepared the way, Ananias changed and helped change Saul's life to Paul, right? And this is where we got this letter from. He changed so much because of God and because Ananias was willing to obey God and do what he said. And there was this barrier. Remember our barriers? There was this barrier of fear. Our Bible points, don't be afraid. And Ananias had this barrier of fear saying, Saul would kill me, but he walked right through it because God had prepared the way. And there he was. And Saul became Paul. And now we have a letter for us today. And we know that we are not alone when we do good works. Now, I talked a lot about different barriers. And I have, you know, we talked about a barrier, just right now, a barrier of fear. And we talked about a barrier of gender because of me and Jesus talking to me. And we talked about a barrier of sickness and a barrier of disease and culture. All of these little differences that we have. You know, all the little things that keep us from wanting to talk to other people about Jesus. They're all just barriers that haven't really been broken down yet. And all these barriers sometimes keep us from being unified, kind of like these bags keep these ingredients from each other, right? But Jesus breaks down these barriers, and he mixes all of us together in one room, maybe once a week or more, and he says, oh, you guys that have differences of gender, differences of culture, differences of financial stuff, and differences of whatever else that might make you different, I'm going to tear those apart and make you a trail mix. So that you can all be together. This is the mystery that he's revealing. When we are transformed in Christ, all of our differences come together. And all those barriers are torn apart. And we are one in Christ. We are unified. We are one people like a delicious trail mix. All mixed together. And it is because of this unity that we all have that we can even do anything. You know, a house that stands against itself will fail. But because we've all been transformed in Jesus, and because we're all citizens of heaven and no longer citizens of Samaria or America or wherever else, we are all one. We are all citizens of God and of heaven. And so if you haven't accepted Jesus yet, if you haven't met him, then I encourage you to talk to one of us. I also, in my other life, I'm a pastor. And we have two other pastors, and we have other people who are willing to talk to you. And if you want to accept Jesus into your life, to become a part of this community, there's a card in front of your pew to fill out and give to someone, and we can talk to you and show you how to get to know Jesus more. If you've already known Jesus, if you've already accepted him, you've been transformed, then don't let any barrier get in your way. Don't let any barrier get in your way to talk to somebody, to share your joy that you have, to share the love that you have for Jesus. Don't let anything stop you. And don't let barriers between you and this church get in the way of the mission to share God's love with everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Jesus, Lord, we are amazed at how weird you have been for us, how different you are willing to be to break down our barriers and to show us who you are so that we can catch a glimpse of who we need to be. Lord, help us. Prepare the way for us so that we can do what you've called us to do. And Lord, if you have to break us, break us. But show us the way in which we can go to share your love with others. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.